Blog Talk Radio.
It's OFL After Dark. You got the commish here. $510. Let me repeat that. $510 buck sweep won today in OFL Now tournaments. So I know we got a lot of good players in this community. Please sign up in tournaments and knock this guy off. I like buck sweep, and I have no problem with him keep winning. But I just feel like this money needs to be sent in different places in the United States. Not all right to Buck Sweep's bank account, although I know he's loving it and living it up. But let's get everybody involved in these tournaments. Let's get the competition going. What we're doing a lot of these Fast Four tournaments. It's a new format. What it is, it's four-man tournaments. They're fast, so they, you know, you only need to win two games to win $100. So a lot of people, we got three of those in today. We're going to be doing a lot more of those. We also got another tournament coming, a little bigger tournament, so keep your eyes out for that. What else is going on? And we need a few more people for the Group 3 single season, $300 to the winner, only $17 to join, shop.oflnow.com to sign up. You know, as usual, PayPal. We accept PayPal, so let's get all that. Speaking of Buck Sweep and all that money he's winning, he's going for the championship in another Fast Four right now versus a new guy. I'm going to get his name wrong. It's SC Bolt 21, I think it is. New guy. Just joined the single season league, too, so I'm excited to see him play. So we got all that going on. So we got the Super Bowl coming up here soon. First of all, let's go ahead and just list the money leaders in the OFL, because with Buck Sweep winning, we obviously have a changing of the guards. At number one, we have Buck Sweep with $640. He's won. Slay Island comes in second with $472. Gigolo's got $455. Dippin' Dots has $265. PB number one has $100. Matternall has $96. TDX Slayer has $80. Ready 10 has $55. Lights Out Mo has $50. And Balkino has $35. So as you can see, bunch of different guys have won some money out of this community, so keep going. Another thing we're working on, we're working with some professional designers to develop us a logo. You might see some logos being posted from time to time on the forum or on the group chat. If you see one you like, make sure you speak up. If you see one that needs some improvement, speak up, and I'll pass it on to the designer. So, yeah, we got all that going on right now. Guys, we're growing rapidly, but we do need still do need a couple more members, so for that Group 3 single. Another thing, a lot of new members out there. I just want to run through a couple features we have on the forum, which you can be find at oflnow.proboards.com. You can go on there and where it says your vote, your voice, your community. You can go vote on polls and different things. We always have a game of the week, so make sure you vote on the game of the week. Right now, the Week 16 game of the week is a runaway. Majority of people have voted for Group 2 Seattle Seahawks being coached by We Witness versus Arizona being coached by Ready 10. So that is going to be your game of the week. The Week 17 game of the week poll will be up shortly after the radio show, so make sure you check that. Also, also on the forum, oflnow.proboards.com, you can find Bet with Buck. Bet with Buck is a guy, John Campbell Buck. He's an older gentleman. He's one of the original handicappers of DonBest.com. I just happened to meet him when I was living in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and we just stayed in touch throughout the years. So he brings his knowledge and expertise to the OFL with his insights into the leagues. He does preseason predictions. He does just different articles, a lot of different stuff you can find out there. For instance, he predicted in the fantasy draft yearly predictions. He picked DNA suspect in Philadelphia to play Obama's mentor in Cleveland, with DNA suspect winning the Super Bowl. So we'll see how correct he is with that. I know last Group 1 multiple season, he picked the exact Super Bowl and the winner with PB number 1, so he's pretty good. Another thing we feature are the top 20 championship playoff rankings to all the new members and listeners out there. Basically, those 20 top 20 are ranking the best players, and there's a point system that's used. And at the end of the year, so it'll be this summer, in the summer we'll have 10 bowl games like you see in college football. You know how they have like the Rose Bowl and, you know, all the different bowls they have. We're going to have 10 different bowls. Each bowl is going to have a different prize amount, with the best two teams in the bowl having the bigger prize amount, obviously, and then going down. So try to get in those rankings. Now that's all included in being a member. Where you can also find the Madden leaders. You can also find the Madden Smorgasbords has a lot of articles, videos, and tips to enhance your Madden game. On all this can be found at oflnow.proboards.com. You can also find the Luxury Box where you watch live games from other league members' Twitch channels. They're all there. You can actually watch multiple games at once if there's more than one being broadcasted at the same time. You can also find all our OFL entertainment series, from the studio show with Chad Jackson to Yellow Lana and Balkino to 40O Gamer Show. And you can also find this radio show link there, also there. And then you can also find the tournament series and brackets and league information. Definitely check out oflnow.proboards.com. We got a caller coming in here from the 412 area code. You're now live on OFL After Dark. Could you state your gamer tag for all the listeners out there tonight?
Big X, Small X, Snake Eyes, 45.
All right. How you doing tonight, Snake Eyes?
Good.
Having a little trouble hearing you tonight. Are you away from the phone a little bit?
I'm with my brother, who wants to have you on speaker.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can't hear you so much. So you had wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on with the New England Patriots, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, fill all the listeners in. What exactly is going on?
They ain't getting fired because they didn't find no evidence of them doing that.
Oh, with the deflating the balls and everything?
Yeah, they didn't find no evidence of them doing that.
Now, do you think that they did it?
I think it was the ball boys.
Oh, really? Yeah, but
truthfully,
don't you think
it's the ball boys.
Don't you think that Tom Brady would have been able to tell, though?
You mean like tell him to do that, or
no,
something like
that?
No,
be able to tell that the balls didn't have the proper amount of air in it.
I think sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. It just depends if you actually know the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You or I might not know because we don't play quarterback in the NFL, but wouldn't you think that Tom Brady would know?
It just depends of how he played in the past and how he played with the balls and stuff, you know?
Hmm. Now, do you remember in the previous years the Patriots had gotten in trouble for, like, spying
yes.
on teams or something?
I actually remember almost all of the thing. One of them was with the Spygate, with them, like, taping games and taping what the plays was they try to say.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like
that. So did you think they were guilty of that?
Yeah, big time. Like, they found some that actually showed it, and they found some that didn't really show it.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. Oh, okay, well. So, do you think the balls were deflated just this game in the playoffs, or do you think the Patriots have been doing it for a while?
We would have to actually talk to Tom Brady on that one. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, eventually I'd like us to try to do that and actually ask him about that. But
mm-hmm.
I don't think in the long run, I don't know if we can actually do that.
That's true. That is true.
Because he would be the only one that can really tell us that.
Right. Now, Snake Eyes, you've been playing in Group 1, multiple, and single season leagues. So you've been here a while now. You got to play a lot of the guys. Who do you think are the two toughest competitors you've played so far?
Bocchino and the former, was it AFC or NFC champion? Last year, which one was it?
PB number one?
No, formal. Like from this past year, who's the AFC?
Peel 510 main, D. Greasy?
I think it was one of them two that I played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, D. Greasy is a really nice player. He's really struggling this season. He pushed PB to the limit in the Super Bowl last year and lost by 3, but I actually think he might miss the playoffs in both Group 1 single and Group 1 multiple, so I don't exactly know what's going on over there with D-Greasy 88, but I do know if he sneaks into the playoffs, he's a force to be reckoned with. Now, speaking of sneaking into the playoffs, are you aware, Snake Eyes, that there's a possibility that your team in the NFC South, I believe it's the Carolina Panthers, could possibly win the division and sneak in to the playoffs?
Huh?
Yes.
I wasn't even paying attention to that. I was just worrying about, like, what would happen next season, what do I need to get, you know what I mean?
No,
I was just worrying about that kind of stuff, you know?
Right. That division is such a disaster that Finesse and Vonnie Boy are tied with 4 wins each, and you're only, I think you have 2 wins, correct?
Yeah, I have 2 wins right now.
Yes, you have 2 wins. So basically you're 2 games behind them in that league. And, so you win out. You could honestly win that division with 4 wins right now.
I've never seen that happen before, dude. Like, in the NFL, nothing like that.
I've never seen it either. Actually, the updated standings are Finesse Gigolo 5-8. He still has to play this week. Vonnie Boy's in second at 5-9. The Falcons owner is 4-10, and you're 2-12. Actually, I guess now that they are updated, you would be eliminated, but you could finish second with 4 wins. The winner of your division, at the very best, could be 8-8, and at the very worst, would be 5-11. So that is a crazy division. I know you were in a rebuilding year, like you were saying there. Yep. And that brings me to another point. All you listeners out there, a lot of you people have a losing record. You might be like 6-8 or 7-9 or 5-9 or whatever, and you've given up. But the reality is, if you look and dig real deep, there's a shot that you could get in the playoffs. All the spots are not filled, so don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your team. It's just don't give up. There's plenty of room to get in those playoffs still. And speaking of playoffs, we are getting very close to the playoffs. And I know a lot of people have, like in the group one, multiple, Balkino, PB number one, Mad Dream, they've all clinched spots. Balkino's team is 14-0. We've never had an undefeated team in the OFL now yet, but he's 14-0. So, but he does play one of his big-time rivals and longtime friend, J.J. Mills. So hopefully he can knock him off so we don't have an undefeated team. We don't want to see that. Or do we? I guess it depends if you're a fan of Team Balkino or if you're not a fan of Team Balkino.
I'd like to actually watch that game.
Yeah, that'd be a great game. Hopefully it would get broadcasted. I'm not sure. I've never seen Balkino broadcast. He kind of tries to go in stealth mode so people don't see what he's up to. But J.J. Mills does broadcast from time to time, so hopefully we'll see that
maybe
going on.
Maybe you can talk to him and see if he broadcasts.
Yeah, maybe, right? Maybe. Now, speaking of teams and lots of spots left in the playoffs, take a look at Group 2 Multiple if you get a chance. Only two teams have clinched a spot. You have Fat Magic's Houston Texans, and you have Black Assassin Kansas City Chiefs. By the way, if you have not seen Black Assassin play yet, this guy is a force to be reckoned with. He has a high-powered offense, very smart play caller, never afraid to go to the check down receiver, and plays really solid defense. So I expect him to go deep in the playoffs, maybe even win a Super Bowl or two. But, so keep an eye on Black Assassin there. Only two spots have been clinched. So pretty much everybody has a chance in that league to move on. I want to go a little deeper into some of the divisions in Group 2 Multiple. For instance, the AFC North, Cleveland Browns 10-4, Pittsburgh Steelers 9-5, and the Cincinnati Bengals 9-5, and then Baltimore Ravens at 3-11. So they're eliminated. But for the Bengals, Browns, and Steelers, that is one tight race. And I believe with the Browns, you have X-Fuse Vipers out of Macomb, Michigan, suburbs of Detroit, with Money Manziel really leading the way there at 10-4. And then you have J.J. Mills and Mr. Dietze at 9-5, both respectively, with J.J. Mills with the Steelers and Dietze with the Bengals. So that's one really tight division there. Fat Magic's wrapped up the AFC South. That's a terrible division. And with myself wrapping up the basement there at 2-12, not doing too well in there. Now, the AFC East is full of powerful players, with the big surprise being Laser Eyes 007. Nobody saw him coming. First of all, in the basement, you have pound for pound, 0-14. He's eliminated. But the other three, you have the New England Patriots and Mad Dream at 11-3. Then you have the Miami Dolphins and Laser Eyes at 10-4. And you have Double J at 10-4. John Campbell Buck, who we spoke about earlier, was or did predict Double J to win this league. He might actually not even get into the playoffs. So keep an eye on how that one unfolds. Then in Group 2 in the AFC West.
Might be very close, you know, dude, there.
What'd you say, Snake?
I said, would it be very close there?
Yeah, it's a very close division. It's still up in the air. We'll see what happens. In the AFC West, you have the Kansas City Chiefs, like we said, Black Assassin at 12-2. So then you have the Raiders and Broncos and Chargers all fighting to get into the wild card. Then when you go over to the NFC, you have Finesse Gigolo winning his division at 8-6. And then Bears, Lions, and Vikings are all 5-8 or 5-9. So that's an interesting division. When you go over to the NFC South, you have XTDX Flares, Carolina Panthers at tied at 9-5 with the Atlanta Falcons. And then you have the Saints right there at 8-6 and the Buccaneers at 7-7. So that division is still wide open. So you don't, who knows about that one. And then the NFC East, you have 12-2 Cowboys and the Redskins at 8-5. So that's a two-man race. And then the NFC West, this is a battle, too. You have Arizona Cardinals at 11-3, and you have We Witnesses Seahawks at 11-3. And Ready 10 is the coach of the Cardinals, and they have been voted Game of the Week. So make sure you guys tune in to see that, because that's going to determine that conference. And it's going to be one hell of a football game to watch. We Witnesses on a little bit of a better streak. He's on a three-game winning streak. But we'll see how that all turns out there. So, yeah, I mean, that division. So just all I'm saying is finish your games, man. You still have a shot. Even if you think you're on the outside looking in, there's still a chance that 95% of the people could sneak into the playoffs if the, you know, if the cards fall their way. So what do you think about that, Snake? What do you think that says about the OFL now, that there are so many people still alive and still have a chance to make the playoffs, and we're going into the final 2 weeks of the league?
What I'm surprised about, that there's so much dang on competition in this, that my division alone, like, I thought some of them could be better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like, speak a little bit more about that.
I thought that they would have, like, a little bit better record than what they have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've never seen a division as I don't even know what the word is to describe that division, but sure,
I mean,
it was a fun one to watch.
I've really seen that, like, was the actual same division, but it was the Saints and the Falcons that was fighting for the job.
Starting this year in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, isn't that ironic that it was the same exact division? Yeah.
Yeah, but the...
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of your league and Group 1 multiple, let's just take a look at how tight these standings are. So you have the AFC North. You have Phoenix 21's Cleveland Browns at 10-4. You have Chillin 941's Pittsburgh Steelers at 9-5. You have Baltimore Ravens crack action at 7-7. All three of those teams got into the playoffs last year, but this year I think crack action is going to be on the outside looking in, unless a miracle. And we'll see what happens with D-Knox and Chillin. But that is one of the toughest divisions out of any other groups or any of the leagues we have. Some really good players in there. And also, I mean, Hitman Big Ray is 2-12, and I'm telling you, he is much better player than his record. He loses a lot of one possession games, and his future is very bright. There's no doubt about that. When you go over to the AFC South, now this is an interesting race. You have Peeweezy 32's Colts at 9-5, but you have Believe in Monsters Houston Texans leading the division at 10-4. It's a two-man race because you got me and the Jacksonville Jaguars at 5-9, so we're pretty much eliminated there. But between Peeweezy and Believe in Monsters, that's a tough race. I'm not really sure who's going to end up coming out on top, but be a fun one to watch. Then when you go over to AFC East, this is where you have Balkino's undefeated 14-0 Miami Dolphins. But you have the 10-4 Buffalo Bills right behind him, and I believe that is OFL now Savage, formerly known as Walking Hitstick. So he's got a really good team there at 10-4. He might be able to sneak in. And then you go to the AFC West, and here we go again, like you were saying about really tight race. Wait till you hear this one. 8-6 Denver Broncos, 8-6 Kansas City Chiefs, 8-6 Oakland Raiders, and 7-7 San Diego Chargers. Now you want to talk about a crazy tight race? I mean, I don't even know what to think about that one. I know you got good players in there, such as PO510 Maine, I believe, is in there. You have Matternall in there, I believe. You have Freddy Krueger 1, the head of the Players Union, formerly known as D'Artagnan. And I'm not sure who has... And I think that's Broncos fan 09 with the Chargers, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, what do you think about that race, Snake Eyes? That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, and I thought Broncos fan wanted it at least been able to do a little bit better with the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. All right, so not a big fan of Broncos fan, I guess, huh?
Huh?
You're not a big fan of Broncos fan, I guess.
I mean, it's 50-50 with me because, I mean, I like the Chargers and stuff, but I don't like the wide receiver core that much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they do got a number one and two, but, I mean, like, after that, they don't got nothing.
Right. Well, that's interesting.
And then with the running back situation, they got a one and a two if you didn't release Danny Woodhead or traded him to anybody. Because, truthfully, I would have kept Jordan Matthews because he's the younger of the two, and I would have kept Danny Woodhead at kick return. And that's how I would have set that up, and then have the third guy as the backup for Ryan Matthews.
All right. Well, that's interesting, and that's an interesting strategy, no doubt. Let's take a look at the NFC in Group 1 multiple. In the NFC North, you have Bad to Chad Jackson's Green Bay Packers sitting at 8-6. Then you have the great out of Alexandria, Louisiana at 6-8. There's the D. Greasy 88 I spoke about at 5-9, really struggling. And Yo Daddy Dub with the Minnesota Vikings at 3-11. It looks like Bad Chad's going to be able to hold on, but you never know. So that's an interesting race. Then when you go over to the NFC South,
everybody.
When you go to the NFC South, this is what we talked about with your division. You have Finesse Gigolo's Buccaneers at 5-8. You have the Saints at 5-9, the Falcons at 4-10, and then yourself at 2-12. So that's a really tight race. And then when you take a look at the NFC East, you have 12-2 Madry. Then you have Crazy Ass White Boy at 8-5. You have O Buckets at 6-7 with still a shot to get in. And you have Redemption 315 at 7-7, still with a shot to get in. I mean, you want to talk about a tough division? You have O Buckets and Redemption sitting there at the bottom of that division. They're two very, very highly skilled players. Redemption's been ranked as high as the top 10, I believe, at one time in this league. So, I mean, the competition in here is just insane. And then the last division on the NFC West, you have PB number one once again solidifying his spot in the playoffs, which is very normal for him at 12-1. And then you have Peel at 10-4 with the Arizona Cardinals, and it's basically a two-man race between those two, two of the strongest players in the community. A lot of parity, a lot of competition. Really looking forward to the playoffs. So we've got about 30 seconds left if you wanted to say anything, Snake.
Yeah, who did he lose against?
PB number one, I'm not even sure off the top of my head. I'd have to go back and look. Might have been Balkino for all I know. But thanks for your questions. You've been a great guest tonight, Snake Eyes. We'll see you again. And all you listeners, thanks for listening. Peace.
See ya.